leaders reporting the United States has imposed new sanctions targeting Russia's weapons program. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Action by the Treasury and State Departments takes aim at hundreds of companies and people tied to Russia's weapons development program. The sanctions also penalize more than a dozen Chinese entities accused of helping Moscow evade earlier sanctions. Individuals linked to the death of Kremlin opposition leader Alexei Navalny are also targeted by the U.S. A statement from the Treasury Secretary said the action will further disrupt and degrade Russia's war efforts against Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump on Wednesday used his off day from attending court in New York City to lambast the criminal cases against him during one of his first battleground events since going on trial. He went to Freeland, Michigan, where he blamed President Biden for his current legal woes.
You know, I got to do two of these things a day. You know why? Because I'm in New York all the time with the Biden trial, a fake trial that all of the legal scholars say is a disgrace. It's a fake trial. They do it to try and take your powers away, try and take your candidate away that's killing them in the polls.
Trump is also visiting the battleground state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says police shot and killed a student outside of Mount Horeb Middle School after receiving a report of someone with a weapon. He said no one else was hurt and the student didn't get inside the building. Call spoke Wednesday evening at the first law enforcement briefing on an incident in a town west of the capital of Madison that sent children fleeing amid gunshots earlier in the day. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was up by 87 points. The NASDAQ dropped 52. This is SRN News. Is your pastor lonely?
He probably is. A new study from the Hartford Institute for Religion Research finds 58% of clergymen report feeling lonely on a regular basis. In fact, there is an epidemic of loneliness sweeping the U.S., and the Hartford poll demonstrates that pastors are not immune. A study by Lifeway Research reveals that loneliness is a particular problem for young clergymen who say they need to spend more time developing meaningful friendships. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A religious freedom group is broadcasting into North Korea. International Christian Concern is partnering with Free North Korea Radio to broadcast the gospel and other information into the repressive communist enclave. For 2 hours every morning and evening, FNKR broadcasts Christian programming, including preaching, music, and the stories of those who have escaped the country. This is SRN News. Heads up if you drive a Ford Maverick pickup truck.
Ford is recalling nearly 243,000 Maverick small pickup trucks in the U.S. because the taillights may not illuminate. The company says a computer can falsely detect too much current on one or both of the lights, causing them to remain dark while the vehicles are moving. Federal auto safety regulators say that increases the risk of a crash. Rich Thomason reporting.
The beginning of the Change Healthcare cyber attack happened when hackers entered a server that lacked multi-factor authentication. That's according to UnitedHealth CEO Andrew Witty. He told U.S. senators in a hearing his company was still trying to understand why the server did not have the additional protection that guards against hackers guessing passwords. Witty says hackers unleashed a ransomware attack that encrypted and froze large parts of the company's system. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.